Hey everyone, Charles here, and first of all, thank you for stopping by my podcast. If this show inspires you, makes you think, or gives you that courage to jump into action, please help by donating to this show. Click the link in the description and donate. Your donation helps us with production and finding great guests moving forward. Thank you and enjoy.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough, and the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Jump Podcast. If this is your first time here, Jump is all about getting to the next level. I'm not talking about jump up and down. I'm talking about go to the line, take a chance in life, and jump. I bring you great guests and see what they struggled at. What did they do to get to that next level? So if you're ready to jump with me and my next guest, stay tuned. Let's go.
You know you should be doing something different, right? Hey, I'm talking to you. Do you believe that you have the gift for greatness or have a special talent, but don't have the courage to take that next step? Always wondering how others made it look so easy? Well, welcome to Jump, the show that will bring you special guests just like you and me. How did they get the courage to jump into greatness? Doing what they love and living the good life. So, get ready to jump with your host, Charles Matthews Jr.
Yes, you are here, and welcome to my viewers. I see some of you on here already. Put some comments in. If you want to just come on to the show, we'd love to answer any of your questions. But let's start off with a bang and bring on my special guest. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. A big round of applause. Hey, how you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Listen, we were just having some fun in the green room and just watching back and forth. Nobody knows what we go through to put on these shows.
No, they have no idea.
So how you been? What's going on? What is new with you and what's new with you in COVID?
Oh, I have been fantastic. What's new with me is that I'm growing my team and just recently added my mom as a project manager to my team, and it's been amazing.
Go on, mom.
It's been amazing. So I'm just glad that things are starting to calm down a little bit so we can get back outside and enjoy this fresh air and sun. And that's what I'm excited about. My birthday is actually on Friday.
Oh, okay. So we got it. We got it.
Amen.
We got a party. We got a blessings for you. Definitely got to do that.
Yes.
So then, since your birthday's coming up, let's go back to the little girl you. Give us some background. Born and raised. Where are you from?
Oh, wow. Born and raised in the projects of Chicago, Illinois, called the Rockwell Gardens. If anybody's from Chicago listening. So little girl born to, you know, two parents, I guess, mom and dad, and had lots of love, grandparents, tons of cousins. But yeah, so I am my mom's only child. But then on my dad's side, there's three of us. I have a younger brother and sister. And then my dad got married and I got a bonus four brothers. So I'm the oldest of seven.
Wow. Look at you now. So you put the whip down. You say, listen, I'm the oldest. You all have to listen to me.
That's right. That's right. I have been bossing people around for a very long time.
I'm the big sister. You got to listen to what I say. There you go.
Yes. And I'm pretty good at it, Charles.
So growing up though, what did you want to do? Like, what did the little girl in you want to become?
So interesting you asked that question because it was not an entrepreneur. I wanted to be an attorney. That was my lifelong dream. And it's actually still on my bucket list, believe it or not. Every year I still look at like, Yeah. I want to go to law school.
I could throw that criminal to jail. I could do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I wanted to be an attorney. I was the little girl who loved to dig for the facts and kind of challenge the questions and, you know, just ask and go against the grain. And so that was really what my heart's desire was, but it did not take that path.
Okay. So when did the entrepreneur of yourself jump on board?
So interesting. It was in 2013, I was diagnosed with systemic lupus. And so I had to come off of my corporate job where I was very happy, very cushy corporate job that I absolutely loved. Mm-hmm. But when I got the diagnoses, I realized that I wasn't going to be able to work a traditional job. And so that's when I started during recovery saying, what am I going to do? Like, Lord, what am I supposed to do with this? And I could clearly hear him say, it's in your hands. And so I started to think, what does that mean? What does that look like?
Right.
And so I started to do some research and realized that there was this whole industry online doing what I love to do and what I was good at, which was admin and operations. And I was like, people have been doing this for a decade and I'm just now finding out about it. Like, this is crazy.
I could do this. Like, this is something I could do.
I was like, I could totally do this. So I took the jump and I just like, put up a makeshift website that I made myself. I went and made a whole bunch of job profiles. And then I started telling everybody that this is what I was doing. And I was in business.
There you go. So you took that chance, you jumped.
But let's talk about
the trips and the falls, because that's what I want everybody to know, that when you start, you're going to jump, but on that way down, it might be scary. You might hit a rock here, a little bump here, you know what I mean? Knock a bird out the way. But when you land. Oh,
yeah, you're gonna kick a couple cats. Like, you're gonna do all of that. Yeah.
So tell us the story or two of your kicking the cat.
Oh my gosh. So for me, it was really this whole lupus thing, right? Because it was new for me. I thought it was something that it was like a cold. So I'm telling the doctor, like, okay, what do we need to do? Like, what's the medicine we need to take? What's the regimen I need to follow? Like, what do we need to do? Because I got to get back to work. Like, I don't have time for lupus. What is this thing? And so the rheumatologist was explaining to me, like, it's not going to be that simple. And I was like, well, I don't understand why it would be anything but simple. So I started to do some research. And so for me, it was really understanding the disease because it took over my body. For 4 months, I wasn't able to even get out of the bed. There were times when I was trying to build my business and I was literally in a hospital bed. I was having a hospital visit and admission every single year when I started this business. And so it was very traumatic. It was very trying because I was trying to take care of myself, but I was also trying to build something that I knew I was purposed to do, and that could really make a difference in my life and really set me up to be able to take care of myself the way that I needed to. So there were lots of things, you know. Another thing was, like, I didn't get my first client until probably about 6 months in. I know a lot of people think that working for yourself and being able to work virtually and from home, that it's just an easy thing. Like, you say you're in it and then magically the clients appear, but that wasn't the case. Like, my mom was my first paying client. And so I try not to include her in the statistics because I'm like, it's your mom. So of course she's going to support you.
Right? She better buy something. She better do something. Like, come on, mom.
Yeah. So it's like, of course she's going to support you. But it was like, until that person that didn't know me, that wasn't until like 6 months later, but I just made a commitment and dug in, like, this has to work. There's no plan B. Like, I can't go back to corporate America because who's going to let me take a nap in the middle of the day? Mm. Like, who's going to understand that I can't make an early morning meeting because my body is not cooperating?
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha.
Like, how am I going to do that? So this had to work. Like, it just had to work, Charles. It was an all in or Lord, I don't know. Like,
all or nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get you. So then starting off, it's an all or nothing, but then what was the pitfalls? What was your first client? And then the fatigue and the struggle and getting it on time. Any of that stuff happening to you?
Oh, absolutely. So thankfully, I have been blessed with some of the most amazing people that I get to work with. Because working with them, I got my first client and she was in Florida. So working across, you know, virtually across timelines and time zones mm-hmm. was all very new as well. And so learning what technology did I need to learn and learning how do other people run their businesses and trying to really be present and show up, even though you're in a virtual space, so they don't feel like they're alone and that they hired somebody that's not accessible to them. But also what comes with that is I'm trying to take care of myself, right? So my body is saying I'm fatigued and you need to lay down and take a 2-hour nap. And the client is saying, well, I got a launch that's happening, you know, in 2 hours. So how am I going to manage that? And so that was very, very rough. And I will tell you, there were some periods that I jacked up. I missed the mark because I just couldn't keep up. You know, thankfully, they extended me grace. But that's when I had to start thinking a little bit bigger and saying, okay, if this is really going to work, it can't hinge on you mm-hmm. because until you get to a healthy space, you're not going to be 100% reliable, right? So how can you make sure that your clients are taken care of and that this can actually work, but it doesn't have to be 100% solely dependent on you? And that's when I was like, okay, I've got to build a team. I've got to surround myself that with people that can support me and keep things going when I can't do it. Like, who's ready to take this jump and this leap with me and be some support? Because I was going to jack it all up. It would have just burned all to the ground if it was hinged on me, or I would have had to stay super small, right?
Right.
And not be able to leap as big as my dream is in my head and that I know like can happen.
And you got to focus on you, but at the same time, focus on if I want to grow my business, I can't just rely on myself. This is where the trust factor comes in.
Yes, huge.
So who was your first trust factor? Who did you bring?
It was my daughter.
Ah.
It was my daughter. She was in sort of kind of a crisis moment of her own. And she wrote a blog about this as well. So that's why I feel okay to share the story. And so she had just recently lost her job, and it was through her own fault. It was something that she did, and she had lost her job, and she was feeling very, very down. And she had also just found out that she was pregnant with my grandson, who's 2 years old now. And so she was really kind of in this space of just like feeling really defeated.
Right.
And I was struggling and needed some support in my business. And so we just sat down and had a heart to heart. And I said, well, you know, I could use some support in my business, but I got to be able to depend on you. And so we had a very heart to heart conversation. And one of the first things I said to her was, I will fire you. Like, let's just get that out of the way.
All right.
I'm sorry, Charles, but it's like, let's just get the elephant out of the room. Let's just do the hard stuff first.
Goodness. My mom just said, listen, I will.
You can do it.
In a heartbeat. All right. Go ahead.
And so I was like, let's just be clear. I will fire you and then I will still love you. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm more interested in preserving my relationship with you as a mother and daughter than I am as a client and contractor, right?
In the business, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's more important to me. And also because I've had to put in literally the blood, sweat, and tears to build it to this place. So if somebody's going to burn it to the ground, I'm going to be holding that torch, okay? Nobody else. So I wanted her to understand how serious it was. Like, just because you're working for your mother doesn't mean you get to be relaxed about it and not take it serious.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is how we eat. Like, this is helping us to eat. You know, this helps dad to help us provide for us. So we have to make sure that we're doing a good job. And so we sat down, we talked about what that would look like. And then what I did was I had her actually start her own business. And then I hired her company to subcontract for me.
Mm, okay. I like how you're going with that. So
yeah.
Not only are you going to help me, you're going to help yourself.
Yes.
You're going to open your own business first.
Yes. And
I'll hire your business. I'm not hiring you as my daughter. I'm hiring your business to come work for me. I love that part.
I want you to have some ownership in it. I want you to have some accountability in it. And I want you to start thinking about the fact that now you're going to have somebody to provide for. Mm-hmm. So that looks completely different now. It's not just about you.
Plus she's got a little one. So now she's leaving a legacy down to her little one.
Yes.
She's leaving something behind. She can grow for her little one. If he decides to jump on board, there's something sustainable for him for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Listen, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to touch on two things. I want to touch on what your business is directly, but I also want to go back and touch on the disease a little bit. Because if people don't understand what the disease is and they're like, why she needs to take naps? Why she needs to
Very true. And I get that, believe it or not.
She's like, why she needs to take naps? Why she? We'll talk about it all when we come right back. CMJ Entertainment is a one-stop shop. CMJ Entertainment helps people to do any type of events, and it's a marketing tool as well. So we'll cover everything from start to finish, and in the same time, do some marketing to help you sell your product. If it's a wedding, we'll make sure your wedding is over the top. And if it's an event, we make sure that everybody gets information at the end of the day. Give us a call at 416-414-8964 or online at cmjent.com.
Thanks, Charles. I'm Carolyn Dickinson, and I'm here to tell you that the Life Success Board systems are live. These success boards have massive impact. The system will allow you to be able to envision that anything is possible for every area of your life. It'll give you direction, it'll give you focus, and it'll keep you moving forward. There are 8 success board systems available to you, plus bonuses. So for more information on this amazing system, click the link below. You don't want to miss it. Back to you, Charles.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stop. Are you ready to maximize the impact of your podcast interviews and elevate your brand like never before? Stop wasting time on interviews that don't reach their full potential. With our cutting-edge AI technology, you can transform your content into captivating marketing materials in just seconds. Don't wait for hosts to promote your work. Take control of your brand's narrative today. Click the link below and unlock the full potential of your interviews. Say hello to proactive marketing mastery and watch your brand soar with Cast Magic. Thanks, Carolyn. Yes, if you want to be successful, try a success board. They'll help you out. They plan every step you got to make for the future for your business. Do check them out. You can hit them on the links in the description. I put them there in the show special. Now, before we went to break, we talked about 2 things. We talked about what your business is and what the disease is. So let's talk about the disease first.
Okay. So systemic lupus is an autoimmune disease where basically the short version is basically my body can't tell what's normal versus what's a threat. And so it attacks itself, and it can attack itself in the form of inflammation, in any parts of the organs or body. It has fatigue, it can affect the joints, your hair, your muscles. And so anything to do with just how the body operates, it can attack. And so it can shut down. And so I've experienced things like the very first year I was in, because my lungs were starting to shut down. I got a lot of inflammation in my throat and tonsils where I couldn't even swallow. And so they were super concerned that it was going to start blocking the airways. And so I was in for that, and they had to get that down. And then one year it was my kidneys had got really, really inflamed that I literally got to the hospital just before going into sepsis. And so, and it's unpredictable, right? Like I could be sitting here perfectly fine, having a wonderful time with you. And then who knows, tomorrow could look very, very different. So it's very unpredictable, and it can have some fatigue. So when I was initially diagnosed, I was taking 14 pills a day just to be functional.
And then when did you realize that you had it? Was it a born disease? Do you get it later? How does it work?
No, it was later. So I was actually in corporate, working in corporate, doing what I do. But for the last like maybe 6 months before, prior to that, I just was feeling very tired and very fatigued. But I didn't really think anything about it because I had a lot going on. I was running a nonprofit foundation with my mom. I was working a full-time job. I had three kids. I had a husband. I was trying to take care of a house. So like I had stuff. So I was like, and I was in school. I was getting my graduate degree at the time. So yeah. I was just like,
it's just tiredness.
I should be tired, right? I got a lot of stuff going on. But my husband and I took a trip. We went on vacation to Florida. And all the time while we were on the trip, I just slept the entire time. And every time we came in from outside, I was just like done. Like every time coming in from the sun, I was just like, no good. I couldn't do anything else. And so I was like, something's not right. But we got home. That was like in around October because we were traveling with a friend at the time for her birthday. And then in February, I'll never forget it, February 13th, I got up to get ready to go to work. And like, I couldn't move. My body just, it just wouldn't do anything. And I was like,
You ain't listening to me. I'm going to make you listen. Here we go.
Yeah. So I was like, babe, I think I should probably go to the doctor now.
Yeah.
And he's like, you think? So he literally, like, I called my doctor, made an appointment. She got me in right away. My husband had to take me to the doctor, and she ran these series of tests, and she called me about 2 days later, and she said, I need you to go see the rheumatologist. And I was like, well, what is a rheumatologist and why do I need to go see him? And she's like, I need you to go see the rheumatologist. And I'm like, but what is a rheumatologist and why do I need to go see him? Because, of course, this is not something they want to tell you over the phone. But again, remember, I've been a big sister of seven, so I'm a little bossy. I'm like, what is a rheumatologist and why do I need to go see him? Like, just tell me what's wrong so we can fix it and I can go back to work.
Right.
And she's like, I don't think it's going to be that simple. I think that you might have lupus. And so I need you to go see the rheumatologist. So I'm thinking, well, just give me the medicine that's going to fix it. And she's like, you have to go see the rheumatologist. I'm like, fine, send me the information. I'll make the appointment. And so I went and he did another battery of tests and he came back with the same conclusion. And I just was like, okay, what do we do from this point? And so when I talked to my mom, and my mom is a woman of faith, and she is like, she's not sick. She's like, no, we're not doing this. So now she's a researcher.
She went to Google. She went to this. She went to that.
You know, she did. She yep. did.
And then she went to the bottom drawer and got the special Bible out.
Yeah, she did. And so we said this prayer and then we started looking at, okay, what do we need to do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, while we're believing God, what are the things that we need to do? And she's like, okay, you're going to have to change how you eat. You're going to have to watch your stress. You're going to have to do all these things, right? We just really started to educate ourselves. Yeah. And I just started to make those changes slowly over time. And today, Charles, mm-hmm. I am down to 2 pills a day, and I have been healthy for quite some time with very few lapses, and God is good, and I am just continuing to leap and jump forward full force into everything I'm supposed to do.
There you go. There you go. Because that's what it is all about. You don't let anything stop you. You have a goal, you have something, you step into it one day at a time. You took that leap and things are going to happen, but you do what you got to do. So congratulations. I didn't really want to say that's a great story, but
but it really is.
It is a great story because you didn't stop you, and now you're controlling it. And most people are like struggling, and you're like, look, if she can get down to two and she can handle it and she's got support, I can do the same thing. And that's what Absolutely. My show is about. I want people to hear your story and go, man, this girl's a superwoman. All right, I could do it then. I could do it.
You can do it. You can do it. Oh, my gosh. And you said something that was really key. Having support, not trying to do it alone, but having support around you to hold you accountable, but then to also lift you up and cheer you on when you can't. So you can do it.
All right. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, it's okay if you're driving or too busy to take notes. Charles has your parachute packed with all the info you need to jump into success. Check out the links section for all the tools you need to land safe. Now, let's keep falling with Charles and his special guest.
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout.
All right, we're jumping in now to part two. Give us your handles, your website. Where can we find you?
So you can find me at yourvirtualadminexpert.com, and you can find me across any social media at youradminexpert.
All right, and then tell them where you can get them by email.
You can get me by email at gwendolyn@youradminexpert.com.
Okay, so tell us about the business now.
Yes. So Your Virtual Admin Expert is an online business management support agency for professional service providers, coaches, and consultants who are helping others get the mental, physical, emotional, and financial well-being they deserve. So we are the experts in the back end of your business so you can just focus on your clients and your growth and your profits. So you get to focus on the important stuff. We get to focus on the other important stuff, but the stuff that you don't have to do.
Okay. So these little knickknack things that, you know, tie you up here and there. Don't worry about that. Just pass those little knickknacks on to you. And we focus on getting the next client, focusing on the business, focusing on growing. All those little knickknack things, we just call you up and say, Gwendolyn, I need help. And then you just come running.
I come running. I am in the back end taking care of everything. We do the calendar management. We do the travel management. We take care of the onboarding new clients. We take care of the billing and invoicing. We take care of social media. We take care of implementing any new systems that you need. We can set up your sales and marketing funnels. Like whatever's in the back end to make your business run smoothly, my team and I are in the back end making sure it happens.
Nice. And that's what we want to hear. So tell them where you can get the website one more time.
Yes. So go to yourvirtualadminexpert.com and check us out. We would love to connect with you and see how maybe we can potentially support you.
All right. And that's what it is. If you're listening to the show today, it's all about support. I guess you guys see a theme going on is support, support, support. Everybody needs support, whether it's in your life or in your own business. Support is key. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to play a little game. Are you ready?
Oh, I didn't know this was happening, but I'm ready.
I love throwing this out at people. All right, it's called Pick Three, and that's all it is. You're going to pick three questions, and those three questions I'm going to ask you before we let you go. So pick three questions, 1 and 10. Three numbers between 1 and 10.
3.
Mm-hmm.
2, 9.
3, 2, 9. Question number 3. What advice would you give someone trying to pursue a career in the similar as yours?
Oh, I would say invest in yourself and get a coach, because it's going to help cut your learning curve by 90%. And you're going to have somebody that's going to be supporting you through the journey. But just make sure you get the right coach. But definitely invest on the front end versus trying to build it by yourself first and investing later. Start at the beginning.
Nice. I like that. Start off with a good, strong starting block and get ahead of the pack. Okay.
Yes.
Number 2, what is your biggest failure and what did you learn from it?
Ooh, that's good. My biggest failure. What is my biggest failure? I would say, and I don't know. This is a hard question, Charles. My biggest failure. I think my biggest failure was not trusting myself.
Okay.
That was my biggest failure. I was not really strong in trusting myself. That was something I had to learn how to do.
That gut.
And so I made a lot of missteps because I didn't trust myself first.
That little gut feeling you get, you're like ignoring it and saying, shut up. You're going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody has that gut feeling that I tell everybody. Sometimes you got to listen to it. I don't know if you're religious or not, but God gives you that little path and that little thing that says, hey, look over here, look over
there.
And you look and you go, oh, okay, what was that? And you do something else.
That part. Okay.
Go with your gut feeling. I always tell everybody, you have 5 seconds for the right answer before you change your own mind. So go with that gut feeling. So there you go. All right, number 9. Should you create your own signature question? What would that question be?
Oh, my own signature question. Why are you here?
And the answer is?
Because you have purpose. So dig into it. Find it, live it, fulfill it.
Nice. Nice. I like that last one. Purpose. Everybody has a purpose. You're here for a reason. You don't know what your purpose is. Go out and look for it. Everybody to me is an entrepreneur.
Yeah. So
you just need to go find what your great talent is. I love that one. Perfect. All right. Yeah. But before we let you go, one last thing is called the Queen Wave. This is your opportunity to say hi to anybody out there that you want to say hi to. Give a shout out. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I have to shout out to my husband. We are getting ready to celebrate 25 years of marriage this month. That's what the 329 was. It's my anniversary dates.
Uh-oh. There you go.
And hey, mom, and shout out to my team. Thank you guys so much for giving me the space to be able to do things like this.
No, that was like, I love that part. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for watching and do check her out. I'll put all her links in the description. If you need support, check her out. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. If you liked the show or have a comment, we would love to hear from you. Join our mailing list. And as always, check out our special deals links below. I hope this has inspired you to look at your life and jump. See you next week.
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater, new, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, hope you had a great time listening to the show. If you think I did a great job, please buy me a coffee. I still got a lot of work to do. We would love to hear from you, your feedback, so please click the link and leave us a review. You can help us grow by following us on all social media platforms and sharing this link. Once again, it's time for you to jump. Success is waiting.